Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Steve with Three Fat Truckers. I got my co-hosts here, Dave and Bill. How we doing, boys?
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're still at the show.
Long
day at the show.
We're a glutton for punishment, aren't we?
It's really quite something. But you know what? This has got to be one of the coolest things I've done in a long time.
There you go.
Got to meet some really interesting
people. The only thing you've done in a long time.
It kind of
going to Walmart shopping don't count no more.
I don't even get to do that.
No, he goes to Kroger.
Sit in my basement and do this.
Yeah.
I'll be a horse.
Well, hey, we're sitting here today with Bobby Coffee. He's from the LGBTQ Truck Driver Network. How we doing, Bobby?
Pretty good.
Hey, give us a little info about what your network does here.
So LGBTQ Plus Truck Driver Network just basically gives, you know, visibility and inclusion for all the drivers on the road. And we have a couple different programs that we do. And it's for all drivers, you know, people that are allies of the LGBTQ. It's just for everybody. But we kind of give a safe place for everybody to speak with each other, talk to each other. And so we have like a couple groups online and then things like that. But we're also a nonprofit organization. And with that part, we do like a driver memorial program and honoring the drivers that pass away on the road.
Sure.
And then we also do our visibility program, which basically is a traveling flag display, because even a lot of people within the LGBTQ community, they don't even know all the flags, but at this point there's about 48 of them. And so I display all of them on the side of my trailer because, well, I mean, it's a 53-foot trailer, so...
Sure.
A lot of room on there, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just want to bring inclusion and diversity and just let everybody know that I do the same crappy job everybody else does.
You know, they always say that when I get a new truck. Hey, Dave, you got a new truck. Hey, it's still the same crappy job, just smells nice.
Yeah, and you know, we have an awesome truck, though. We have a big ARI sleeper, so, and if I can travel across the country with my husband without killing him and being together for 15 years in a small
space. You got to really get along with somebody.
Exactly.
Really well. I've tried in my life, and I have failed miserably.
You know, we're in separate trucks. There's times I want to kill you.
Yeah, I hear you.
I get it.
But to be in a 10-foot box with somebody.
Yeah. Teams are not for everybody. It's definitely not. You're learning really fast.
My mom is 74 years old, still drives for this company, and she's buried three truck driver husbands over the years. The last one, they were together for 22.
That make you go,
22 or 23 years in a 10-by-10 box.
Wow.
24/7. Yeah, it takes a special kind of couple to be able to not kill each other.
10 by 10, back in them days, them were
they was probably smaller then. Yeah, exactly.
Lucky.
But to not kill one another, I mean, yeah, it takes a special relationship there, I mean.
It too, they're small.
Well, you know, with the organization, I just really, you know, try to put out there that we're doing the same thing as everybody else, but I also give a safe space for people to be able to talk and be able to communicate with each other. You know, with all drivers, we always talk about, like, 988, and because there is, like, a suicide prevention line, and there's a lot of drivers on the road that, when you're in that small space, especially as a solo driver, you can get into a dark space in your head. So I talk about these subjects, you know, it may not be the most cheerful thing or what everybody wants to talk about.
No, but everybody needs an outlet, you know.
We've had two people here today we've interviewed, and both of them talked about... One of them is the lady that's trying to get battered women out of the situations they're in and into truck driving
yep.
because it's a home, it's a job,
right?
Well, and it was
from what you're fighting, and it's a safe place where you can get back on your feet.
Yeah, and that was more into the human trafficking part also that they was promoting. Yeah, so.
Well, even for me, being from the community that I am with LGBTQ, I was even shocked to realize that people who are transgender transition in their trucks, and it's because the insurance that trucking companies provide is a better coverage, and then also at the same time as they get to be out of the public eye, they can, you know, heal up from surgeries and things like that. I was surprised and shocked. I would not even begin to be able to fathom what that's like to be able to like recover from surgeries inside of a truck and out, you know, out of the public eye. So there's a lot of things I've learned through trucking, and I just seen a need to be able to talk about it.
How you doing?
And just because nobody was really there to represent those individuals. So that's how the organization started. It started as a small page, and then a little over 3 years later, we're just growing and growing, you know, bigger and bigger. And
how many members are you up to now?
A couple of the pages have anywhere from 1,500 to 1,700. Some of them have 30,000.
Sure.
It depends on which platform you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pretty much find us on everything from TikTok.
So you're a non-for-profit?
Yes.
How am I going to make any money off of that? My God, I can't do nothing there.
But, you know, it helps. It helps people, and I help people get home. Like, if they're stranded by a company,
mm-hmm.
we take and we try to help anybody that we can.
Well, good.
So, that's fantastic.
I know quite a few companies... If you quit them or whatever, wherever you're at, they're not helping you get nowhere.
Right.
So, yeah.
I always love it because truck drivers are the most kind drivers out there to talk to.
Oh, sometimes people give you a ride. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think everybody's experience is going to vary.
Well, and it depends on where you're at, what part of the country.
I also think it's what you put into it, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've had people that said horrible things about certain companies, then I've worked for that company and had no problem at all. So I think it's about your experience.
It's worth it. I think worth it. Yeah, excuse me.
Work ethic.
I can't get it out. My tongue's tied. But, yeah, and there's some people that have a very strong work ethic, and there's some people that just want to get by for the minimal. And, I mean, it shows, Dave. It shows.
I know. I ain't getting the exercise. That's 53
You need
foot.
To start tying
need
your
to go
shoes.
Back to 28 footer. That's a long walk back there to open the doors.
So. Give us your website again there, and people can get a hold of you and the phone number and stuff if you.
Okay.
Got
well,
it.
We actually have two. It is LGBTQTruckDriverNetwork.com, and then we have LGBTQVetted.com, which is where we do the company vetting for companies to be a part of our organization. So both of you can reach on both of those, and then our email and everything is also LGBTQTruckDriverNetwork@gmail.com. So, and all the information is all on our webpage, and all of the platforms are at LGBTQTDN. So everything would be together.
Great. Okay. We'll link to all that information in the show notes.
Yep.
We'll actually have this uploaded as soon as this lovely internet we've got here.
Yeah, this internet, my goodness.
Once everybody gets in here, it's horrible.
Flying internet?
Yep.
I've got nothing bad to say about anything
good.
Else in this place except the internet.
Yeah.
We could have really paid for experience. More. Like, being at Matt's is an amazing experience, and, you know, you would think that my first time coming here was last year, and that was the thing for us was, I was like, why has there not been a person or a group or anybody just come that is LGBTQ? So last year we broke 50 years. It was 50 years that there's never been a group that came that was LGBTQ to set up. And so last year they brought us on stage and thanked us for, you know, making history and that type of stuff. So it's all about making a difference and having fun. And I've made so many connections with amazing drivers that are not LGBT, but they're really great allies and friends. And at the end of the day, you know, we all put our shoes on the same. We all drive the same. We all put up with brokers and dispatchers. It's all the same.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Loving someone different. That's it.
So would you say that, do you mind telling me, would you say you've had a positive experience since you've been here overall?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
This is our second year here, and it's been a positive experience. Of course, there's always the one person that has a negative comment, but you know what? It's okay. and everyone's entitled to their opinion. That's why we're American, you know. And
exactly.
That's what makes us who
we
are.
I said, you never see me put my shoes on. I struggle to get all the way down there.
Well, hey, Bobby, well, we're glad you stopped by today. I'm glad you guys are here for a second year, and hope to see you next year.
Yeah.
So this is our first year, so.
Yeah. Well, we're newbies. Ready. We're newbies, I guess. We've been here for the show, but actually to be set up doing our shtick
here. It
was a
really
positive
experience for us. It really, really was. And afterwards, I will tell you, in the months to come, you're going to see so much more growth on your page and other people networking with you and reaching out.
Sure.
You don't get to see everybody while you're here because it's so big.
But
at the same time,
have
you have a
bag
stack
full of junk.
Cards
I don't know what to
and
eat.
All kinds of different things.
Yeah.
And
yep. I got so much homework. Yeah. So much.
Yeah, but it's pretty awesome to see
you're grounded.
I know.
It's just pretty awesome to see you.
Didn't have the website cleaned up before we came and you were yelling at me.
Well, yeah, these are guys that don't like to erase emails or answer them. And when you go to the email, there's like 500 or 1,000.
You know, if he put a booth here, he knows the junk they send you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's a lot to keep up with.
And have a job.
Yeah,
I drive over the road, you know.
Someone from the group will call me and they'll be like, did you see that email? And I'm like, nope.
Nope.
Driving since
nope.
This morning. Nope. I'm not opening the email. It's like a trap. I mean, you just open the email and you're like, and then you start scrolling.
The next one, the next one. Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm trying to see if any of them is really important. So
I literally.
They get mad at me because I just click on one and hit all and then delete.
Yeah, don't you ever do that.
So. Then he's got to look through the trash. Yep. So. Yep. Well, hey, thanks for stopping by today. I appreciate it.
It's nice meeting you all.
Thanks for coming over here doing our cast.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.